be angry and do not sin. Do you realize that anger is not a sin? Anger is an emotion. Some people think, well, anger is a sin. No, anger is an emotion. It's what you do with your anger that can be sinful or not.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Hollick, in the studio with Pastor Mark Jobe, Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church. And New Life Community Church is a unique place here in the city of Chicago. And Pastor Mark, what would you say to somebody out there who may not have a church home or who's been listening online or they've been listening on the radio and they want to grow in their faith?
Yeah, I would say find a good church, gospel preaching, Jesus honoring, faith-filled, love-filled church. And there's some great churches around Chicagoland, and I'm friends with a lot of great pastors that really love Jesus and are in this city. But we'd invite you also, if you don't know where to go, we'd love for you to check out one of our locations in and around Chicagoland area. And if you get onto our website, you can go to our our page that says locations, and you'll have a map of Chicagoland, and you can find one of our locations that's near you. We'd love to have you visit, and if you do, please let the pastor know that you heard about this through Straight Talk. We'd love to hear how our radio listeners give us some feedback.
If you say, I love God, I have a heart for God, I really haven't connected with the Church of Jesus, we want to challenge you to visit, at least just take a visit to a good gospel preaching church. And as Pastor Mark said, if you don't know where to go, come visit us. You can find out more information at www.newlifechicago.org. God bless you.
Thanks, Josh. Well, everyone, tonight we are going to listen to the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Communion and Confession, which is part of our current series called Habits, Disciplines That Make a Difference. Our text tonight will be found in the book of John, chapter 17. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
It's the Holy Spirit that encourages me to pray for you. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives me a spiritual gift to use to encourage you. And you have a gift, and I have a gift, and she has a gift, and he has a gift, and they have a gift, and we all have gifts. And we're to use our gifts to encourage one another, to cause each other to grow. And so we're all connected via the network of the Holy Spirit, so that even if I don't know your name, my spiritual life affects you because we're spiritually connected. It says we're members of one another. Turn to the person beside you and say, I'm a member of you. We're members of one another. You say, well, I'm real different than that. That's okay. My nose is really different than my ear, but they're connected. And my feet are very different than my nose. And sometimes my nose doesn't like my feet. Because my nose says, you smell. And my feet say, well, you run. And the nose says, well, you should be doing the running. But you see, they're connected to the same body. And if my feet decide that they don't want to hang out with my nose in the same body, then I got a problem. And if my eye decides, hey, I'm really mad because there's 10 fingers and only 2 eyes. I feel like we're slighted here. I want to have 10 eyes. I'm just going to shut down and not work because we're outnumbered by the fingers. You see, the thing is, we're all connected. And how is my body connected? Have you ever asked yourself, man, how does your toe... Go ahead, do it. Wiggle your toe right now. Your big toe. Your right big toe. Go ahead, wiggle it. Now, how did your right big toe know how to wiggle just now? You ever thought about that? Well, because there's some stimulus in your brain that is causing a command, and that is traveling through your neurological system, your nervous system. And it's going all the way down to your big toe, and a signal in your brain is traveling through your body. Yeah, it doesn't go from... There's no wireless, by the way, in your body. It doesn't go from your brain to your big toe. It travels via your body through the spinal cord. Down through your spinal cord, protected by the bones, all the way down to your big toe, and it says, move. Because you're one body. And you may look like you're distant, but there is a connection. And guess what? When you stub your toe, your entire body hurts and aches because your toe has been stubbed. And Jesus loves to use this image of the body because he says we are one body, members of one another, connected to one another spiritually. And guess what? When we're spiritually connected to each other, we affect each other for the good or for the bad. And so he says right now, therefore, you're members of one another. Look what it says. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. You see, in the context of speaking about the body, what the Apostle Paul is saying is that you can easily poison the body dynamics. And I love this. He says, be angry and do not sin. Do you realize that anger is not a sin? Anger is an emotion. Some people think, well, anger is a sin. No, anger is an emotion. It's what you do with your anger that can be sinful or not. You see, if I get angry, that I haven't sinned. But when I get angry and let it spew out of my mouth, cutting and critical name calling. Now I have sinned, not because I got angry, but because I let my mouth loose in my anger. That's the sin. No emotion is ever a sin. Emotions are just reaction to things, but it's what we do with our emotions that cause us to sin. And so what the Apostle Paul is saying is, hey, as you're interacting with each other in the body, you're members of one another, I want to remind you, hey, you're going to get angry at each other, right? Have you ever gotten angry at anybody else here in this auditorium? Don't point to them, just nod your head. Have you ever gotten angry? That's okay. Because part of the whole thing of inner dynamics, relational inner dynamics, is that there's going to be people at times that are going to get us angry. We're going to react. People are going to fail us. We're going to disappoint people. We're going to misunderstand people. And we're going to become angry. But what he says, what the Apostle Paul says is, wait a second, even though you become angry, here's the thing. You can become angry, but don't sin. And by the way, do not let the sun go down on your anger. What's he saying there? What he's saying is when you have a relational conflict or where something is bothering you, you have to deal with it quickly. In other words, deal with it that very same day. Why? Because if you carry it over to the next day, if you sleep on it, then what happens is anger morphs. And you know what anger morphs into? Anger morphs into resentment and bitterness. And it goes from this explosive thing to this simmering thing. And what happens when you get resentful? Resentment causes isolation from other people. And suddenly, you begin to find yourself isolating from people because you're resentful and bitter against someone. And suddenly you're not fellowship. You don't go to that home group because that person is there. You don't go to the church. You view service with this distorted view. And suddenly you're staying away from people. You're angry. You can't commune with God. You find yourself isolated now. And the Bible says you've actually given the devil an opportunity. The exact translation of that is you've given the devil a foothold. When your kids and you're running around the house trying to chase each other, your brother closes the door and he says, aha, I escaped. And what do? You put your foot in the door. And he closes the door, but he can't close it all the way. And how many of you know if you have a foothold, you have a chance of getting in that door? The door slams, you put your foot there, you say, hey, I'm going to get you. They try to close it again, but you have your foot there. And once you have your foot there, you can speak into that. I'm going to get you, and you can get your hand in there. You can start pushing. And that's exactly what Paul says. If you get angry and you don't close the door and deal with it right away, you've just given the devil a foothold. And all he needs is a foothold to start speaking into your life. And you hear his voice. And if he's got a foothold, he's going to try to get more than a foothold. He's going to try to get in all the way. And what's he do when he gets in all the way? He isolates you even more. And that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. In fact, I see people do this in church sometimes. They get angry. And instead of dealing with their issues, they bolt. I heard of a guy that was isolated, that found himself on a desert island. And he was there for a couple of years. And finally, he saw the billows of smoke of a ship to come and rescue him. And they went to this island. It was just him. And there on that island, he had built three huts. And they said, well, what's that hut there? He said, well, that's my house. Oh, well, what's that hut over there? He said, well, that's my church. I see. And in a puzzled way, they said, well, what's that middle hut there, the third hut? He said, well, that's where I used to go to church. You see, some of us are so used to not dealing with issues that we bolt. And instead of rolling up our sleeves and dealing with the gritty, grimy reality of relationships, we want to run from things. And the Apostle Paul says, hey, don't get angry. Deal with the issues in your life. In fact, in 1 John it says, if I say that I love God and I hate my brother who I have seen, I cannot love God. 1 John 4:20 through 21, we've dealt with this in Straight Talk. And he has given us a command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. He says it's impossible to really have a good relationship with God and not have a good relationship or deal and fix the things with those people that are around us. Let me give you a third point. I'm talking about the habit of confession and communion. Communion and confession, getting things right relationally quickly. The third point is this. You will need to risk community if you want the world to believe the message of Jesus Christ. You see, what it tells us in John chapter 17, what we read, it says that we may be one, that the world may believe that thou didst send me, and the glory which thou hast given me I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that thou didst send me.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Communion and Confession, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Habits, Disciplines That Make a Difference. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give your information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of John chapter 17. Tonight's message is called Communion and Confession.
Our biggest problem, listen to me well, people of God, look up at me. Our biggest problem with the world really believing our message is that the world looks at our relationships and our lifestyle and our relationships undermine our message. And the world peeks in at the church and says, well, they look a lot like us. There's not that much difference between them and us. Why should I believe what they say if their relationships seem just like mine? And you see, what Jesus said is when you become one and start dealing with those issues and loving one another and going to the hard places and fellowshipping one another and developing strong relationships with one another, the world is going to see your relationships. They're going to see the way you forgive and the way you work through things. And they're going to see the unity that lives there. And they're going to begin to believe the message of Jesus, not because you know how to explain it so well, but because you know how to live it so well. So the world's people from the outside take a look at the church and they say, I've never seen this. This is like strange. People of different neighborhoods and colors and classes and educational backgrounds coming together. And they look like they like each other. In fact, it's weirder than that. It looks like they love each other. And although they're different, they're like one together, worshiping one God, flowing together in unity. And the world looks at that and sees that. Why do you think on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon 120, and those 120 went out and began, they were full of the Spirit and began to speak in other tongues or languages that represented the nations of them. And they all went out and began to glorify God in different languages. So people from all different nations and tongues and tribes heard them glorifying God in those languages and thought, wow, something unusual is happening here. Because the church, and with one voice, people from different backgrounds and different places coming together. Listen, the best thing that could happen to you is to come to a church like this and you're mixing it up with people that are really different than you. So, Pastor, I'm not used to people like this. Well, you want to go to a church that everybody looks like you? Talks like you? Walks like you? Dresses like you? Well, Pastor, I would be a lot more comfortable if everybody was more like me. Let me tell you, that's why you need a church like this. You need a church where you kind of throw it all together and mix it up really good. Every side of the track you can talk about. And guess what? If we're up to me, I want to mix it up more. So I want the world to take a peek in there and say, wow. They're like really different. But they're unusually the same. Well, there's the guys with the PhD and the guys with the street degree. And there's a person living over here and the person living over there. But you know what? There's something about them. There's a unity, a oneness, a faith that's united. Where people are not discriminated by their color or by their ethnicity or by their checkbook or by the way they dress or the way they walk. But there is this unusual supernatural unity that reflects the glory of God and reflects the triune God amongst them. It's something not natural. It's supernatural. It's koinonia. It's communion. It's a reflection of the glory of God Almighty. And that's the way that people are going to actually begin to believe the message that we're talking about. So here's my challenge for you. Right now, we're going to close this time together appropriately by celebrating something called, we call it sometimes communion. Or other times we call it the Lord's Supper. But it's really an act of faith, an act of worship, in which we partake of bread and we partake of a cup. And as we do so, we proclaim that we are united with Christ and united with those that are also in Christ. And that we embrace His death, burial, and resurrection as the only way to come to Him. It's an act of faith. Here's my challenge for you. I got two challenges for you today. I want you to get in the habit of getting things right quickly in your life. Confessing, cleansing, and getting into the habit of fellowship. You say, well, I forget. I want to get things right. Well, let me give you a couple reminders. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. So every night before you go to bed, as the sun is going down, some of you say, I'm going to move to Alaska. I hear they have real long days and the sun doesn't go down sometimes. That man, I could be angry for a long time. I've encouraged some couples sometimes, hey, if you want to have a good fight, do it early in the morning. That way you have all day to be mad. Because if you do it at night, then you only have a half hour before the sun goes down to get things right. But why don't you let the setting of the sun be a reminder to you, is there anything I need to fix before it gets dark? Here's another reminder. Every time you wash your hands, every time you take a shower, may it be a reminder of the cleansing power of God. Is there anything I need to cleanse right now? You see, it's a trigger thought. You know, you get busy about your day. Every time you wash your hands, every time you take a shower, maybe it's a reminder right then and there. Hey, is there anything I need to clear here? Is there anything I need to confess? Anything I need to get right? As symbolically, I'm washing my hands before I eat. Hey, is there anything in my heart that needs to be washed right now? Holy Spirit, remind me. Deal with it. Something towards my wife. Something towards another brother. Something that I need to get right. I want to be in the habit of clearing the slate, my relational slate, every day. Or at least checking it. God, is there anything on my relational slate that needs to be wiped off? Because I don't want to go one day without reflecting your glory. And I don't want to accumulate a lot of garbage on my relational slate so that I walk around with this anger towards people and this bad, static-filled communication with God because of my own issues. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take communion. And no better way, in fact, it tells us in Corinthians, if you have anything against a brother, get it right before you partake of communion. In fact, in the Gospels it says, if you're going to the altar and you realize in your heart that you have something against a brother or someone has something against you, leave your gift at the altar, go fix it, make it right, and then come back to the altar and finish it. So here's the thing. I'm about to take up communion, and so are you. And I want to challenge you to examine your heart even right now. Is there anything that you need to get right now? If it's with someone that's not in this auditorium, then just say, God, right now I forgive or release or I commit to get things right now. I won't let this day go by without giving a phone call, but I will get it right soon. If they're in this auditorium, then just make your way over to that person right now and just say, hey, bro, sis, can I talk to you a second? I just want to clear up the air right now. Now, some of you are so used to offending people that people may have to take tickets to get in line. Here's number 5 or 6 or 7. So I don't want anybody looking if there's a line of people waiting to talk to you. But let's get things right, quick, fast, now. Here's the other thing. If you have something against someone and they don't even know you have something against them, then you don't really need to talk with them. Because it's really not their issue, it's your issue, right? Unless you've done something and they know they're mad, they're angry, or you've gossiped about them or done something to hurt them, then you may need to talk with them. But if it's just in your heart, then just get it right. Release them, forgive them. I've had people come up to me, Pastor, I've been angry at you for 5 months, and I just wanted to let you know. Well, I didn't even know they were angry at me. Oh, okay, well, all right. But you know, you could have solved that with God, because I didn't really even know you were angry. But if the other person knows, and there's been stuff, then fix it. Pastor, that's hard. Can't we just, like, push it under the rug? No. I want us to be a church that knows how to go to the hard places. I don't want to be a church that brushes under the rug. I want to be a church that goes to the hard places, deals with issues, rolls up their sleeve, and reflects the glory of God.
Please do join us again on the next Straight Talk for more of our current series called Habits, Disciplines That Make a Difference. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find helpful tools that will help you in your walk with God. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you. Well, that's it for our Straight Talk team and Pastor Mark tonight. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk as we continue on with our series called Habits, Disciplines That Make a Difference. Have a great night, and God bless.